This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk about last week's election, more specifically the reporting. You heard election night and perhaps in the days afterwards. Lisa, it seems like a lot of people are talking about what happened on Fox that night with Karl Rove.
Yes, with Karl Rove's disbelief of the results and his on-air questioning of the results. I thought that David Folkenflik had a nice piece about this on Friday's All Things Considered, where he talked about how shocked so many, not just Karl Rove, but other pundits were, other Republicans, maybe even Mitt Romney, by the result, and how they just did not believe the polls that showed Obama with the leading edge in the days before the election. Well, he quoted sources saying that really Fox News did its audience a disservice by leading its audience to believe that Romney was going to win handily.
At least ahead of time, they did a disservice. I read, I believe, another piece that said Fox actually erred on the side of good journalism on election night by sticking with what its data inputters were saying, which was that Obama had taken Ohio and had won the presidency. They could have followed Rove down the wrong path, but they decided the hard data that they were seeing from their techies was showing that Obama had won.
Right. Ultimately, the reporting won out. I mean, they stuck to the facts. They did their job. They reported what actually happened.
Might be a first for Fox.
But I guess what I found interesting about this was, this is a relatively new phenomenon, as we've talked about, how you have one network openly favoring one party and another network, MSNBC favoring another. And you don't have neutral, objective, unbiased reporting of the news as you would have maybe in past elections. And there's so many pundits on these networks and spinning the news. And so maybe do we have too much punditry? I mean, ultimately, the reporting and the facts won out. But are the pundits distorting people's perceptions of reality?
Well, conservative columnist David Frum said that Republicans had been, quote, fleeced and exploited and lied to by a conservative entertainment complex, unquote. And I think that's pretty telling, Mike.
It may be telling, but I don't know what it means exactly. But the thing that I'm a little bit struck by was the number of stories that appeared afterwards, long after all the dust had settled, about how many Republicans were dumbstruck or overwhelmed or just, flummoxed by the fact that Obama actually won.
Well, that's because they had been fleeced and exploited and lied to by a conservative entertainment complex.
Well, perhaps that's so. But, it seems to me to be just kind of an overlooking of the demographic shifts that are going on in the nation. There are more and more Black and Asian voters getting into the mix, and Latinos and so forth, and all these voting constituencies are starting to turn out finally. And what we're really heading towards, it seems to me, is the nation is, those groups of people that we have traditionally labeled minorities are no longer minorities. The relationships of all the different racial groups and ethnic groups and so forth is starting to level out a little bit, and so I can't believe that there wasn't a little bit better of a handle on that, in the Republican camp, given what I've seen on the various sources that I've looked at. So, because I've seen several stories where Newt Gingrich was dumbfounded that Obama won and so forth. It's just like, well, gee whiz, Seems kind of obvious to me, but, who am I? But anyway.
Well, I think if you talk to your students, I think you would find a majority of people of that age, younger generation, don't care about skin color or a person's sexual orientation, things like that. Mm-hmm. And as long as you get this hard right philosophy with social issues, those people are going to turn away from the Republican Party and towards Democrats. And maybe the Republicans did not figure that into their pre-election polling, which led to these surprises on election night.
They, according to David Volkenflik's piece, they didn't believe the Democratic numbers because they thought voters would come out in smaller numbers for this election. So even though the polls were showing Obama leading, they didn't believe them.
That they were not as passionate for Obama and might not show up at the polls in the numbers they did in 2008.
Yeah, but you know, women voters show up in greater numbers than men, and women were strongly for Obama. So it still makes you wonder why they didn't look more at the hard numbers.
Well, and I think it was just a week ago I said, you know, these polls sometimes become self-fulfilling prophecies. If you see someone is leading in the polls, you might vote for that person so you can say you voted for the winner. And it seems like this conservative entertainment complex was pushing Romney to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
What the heck is the, you know, conservative entertainment complex? What's that defined as? I'm curious to know.
I would assume he's referring to Fox and perhaps Rush Limbaugh and some of the others like that.
Oh, that's entertainment. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't call that news. I wouldn't call
it
hard news.
It certainly is not news. That's a fact.
Anything else either of you heard or saw on election night that really stood out in terms of the coverage, either election night or in the days that followed?
There was a report about all the money that was poured into the political advertising, again, on NPR. I think that they totaled up the amount spent on advertising. Oh. It was more than $900 million. And now people are asking, was it worth the money? Did they, like Karl Rove's super PAC, and did it make a difference? So
money could have been made. That money could have made a difference by feeding people or reducing the national deficit. If we're all worried about that, there's a lot of better ways that money could have been spent.
Right. I recall hearing something about, you know, somebody explained somewhere in this mix of media that we all kind of swim in. You know, somebody had talked about how Romney's campaign of you know, being the much more affluent of the two candidates, you know, how Romney's campaign was short of money at a critical time, I guess, you know, for reasons that I really don't understand. But early on in the year, his campaign, right after the primaries, I guess, he had been short of money, and for this reason that he'd failed to build up a little momentum at that point, and that's what cost him way down the line here in November. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's interesting that of the two candidates, he's the one that ran short of money at a critical moment. So,
yeah, and of course it trickled down to other races too. Mm-hmm. We had a story late last week that the amount of money spent on Illinois congressional races quadrupled this year compared to 2010, just 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Four times as much money was spent. Republicans outspent Democrats and yet lost four congressional seats. So again, it gets to that issue: was that money even well spent?
And what do the TV stations do with this money? I don't work in TV, so
that money just goes into the corporate coffer of the station.
Hey, with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.